How important is handling rejection for a recruiting professional? It is important for you to be able to handle rejection. If you have difficulty handling rejection, then you're going to have difficulty with your recruiting career. As a recruiter, you must have the ability to handle rejection on a personal level based solely on your self-esteem. Then, the ability to see yourself as valuable, separate from and apart from your role or position in life. It's your capacity to prevent accepting the belief that it's you that's being rejected. Your capacity to remove yourself from the circumstances and still see yourself as being valuable. It's being separate and apart from your role as a recruiting professional. If you can't pick yourself up right from the beginning and handle rejection, then you're never going to be a self-starter, which is critical to your recruiting career. Here are a few reasons why some people might not be able to handle rejection. Your basic personality style. You require a high level of acceptance from other people. You are an approval seeker. You need to get constant reinforcement and acceptance to feel satisfied. You are not assertive or aggressive enough. You may be accepting rejection as a way of life because you aren't assertive enough to push for your recruiting goals. Are you pre-programmed to expect people to say no? You may not even try very hard to achieve your goals because you assume you won't be able to accomplish them in the first place. Recruiters who have the capacity to handle rejection are able to separate their value from their performance. They don't take rejection or criticism in an overly personal way. The security they have in their own value is based on their own appreciation of themselves as individuals and not on the opinions of other people. Achieving your personal and professional goals takes courage, integrity, and resiliency. You may have to take difficult, unpopular actions to best serve your organization. You may have to admit to making a serious mistake, either with something you told an applicant or something you forgot to include on the enlistment or commissioning packet you sent forward. The most successful recruiters make well-considered decisions, do their best to do what they believe is their best course of action, and handle any negative feedback or difficulties with grace and courage. Your ability to handle rejection is absolutely essential, not only to your professional success, but also to your personal satisfaction. You must have or develop enough ego strength with the resiliency to handle rejection and failure, and to bounce back from difficulty after difficulty without allowing it to leave permanent scars on your psyche. One of the best ways to get better at handling rejection is to improve your job skills so you experience rejection and failure less often. If you're good at what you do and you deliver on your promises, you won't face disapproval of others or rejection of your ideas. It is inevitable that at times you will have failure in your recruiting career and your personal life. Failure is not a permanent state. It's what you do with that failure to change the circumstances. It is best to focus your efforts and try again. If it absolutely won't work, the most resilient people notice, step back, regroup, and develop a new plan or pursue a more important goal. Let's take a look at the 8 skills that you have to handle rejection well. 1. The capacity to forge ahead with little or no hesitation and in the face of difficulty or adversity. In other words, don't stop and say, "Well, I'm not so sure this is a good lead. This could be overwhelming. I'm not so sure I can gain a commitment. This is too difficult." No, you forge ahead with little or no hesitation in the face of difficulty or adversity. 2. Handling criticisms from others with no outward sign of resentment. You know the line, "Don't ever let them see you sweat"? The best thing to do is handle that criticism from others with no outward sign of resentment. Accept it? Yes. Move on? Yes. Internalize it? No. 3. Don't take rejection as a personal affront. It's not aimed at you. It could be aimed at the Air Force Reserve, the length of the commitment, or the personal circumstances of the lead or applicant at that time. 4. Be self-motivated. If you're relying on things like promotion opportunities or approval of others to motivate you, you're never going to be motivated. You have to have self-motivation. 5. Recover quickly from setbacks. Don't wallow in mediocrity. Don't internalize the rejection. Get up and move on. 6. Handle feedback objectively and positively. Don't take it personally or negatively, and don't be subjective or emotional about it. 7. Move past setbacks without lengthy self-analysis or other delays. Don't sit back contemplating why this happened or that happened, what you should have done, or why the interview went wrong because you said this and should have said that. What you need to do is move past those setbacks. Objectively look at what the problems were and then move on. 8. Take the initiative when faced with adversity or setbacks. This simply means be proactive, not reactive. Here is a recap of the 8 skills you'll have to master to handle rejection. 1. Forging ahead with little or no hesitation in the face of difficulty or adversity. 2. Handling criticism from others with no outward sign of resentment. 3. Not taking rejection as a personal affront. 4. Being self-motivated rather than relying on external elements for motivation. 5. Recovering quickly from setbacks. 6. Handling feedback objectively and positively. 7. Moving past setbacks without lengthy self-analysis or other delays. 8. Taking the initiative when faced with adversity or setbacks. Here are some ways that you can develop skills in handling rejection. 1. Don't take no personally. Don't allow a negative response to make you feel like a failure. 2. Create an image of yourself as a person who can handle tough times with confidence and dignity. Self-image is essential to your success. Without it, you'll never be in a position to be highly successful. 3. Develop your psyche to the point that you don't expect rejection to happen. Accept success and anticipate acceptance. You know there's a lot to be said about the expectation theory, which we get exactly what we expect. Give off vibes that expect success, and then anticipate acceptance. 4. Learn from other people who seem to be able to bounce back from failure and difficult challenges. Read some great classic books about people who face adversity. If you take a look at any great Hollywood movies, they always have the same model. Someone is moving along and the world is fine. Then they suffer some great adversity and they overcome the adversity and move on to greater heights. The question is, are you one of those people who moves on to greater heights, or do you wallow in the mediocrity forever? 5. Take 100% responsibility for the results you deliver, good or bad. Be accountable for what it is that you do. 6. Make long-range goals and keep them in mind. You may experience small failures along the way, but if you keep your big picture in mind, you'll find some way to achieve it. What you want to do is determine where you want to be, where you want to end up, and then mentally back yourself up from that point to where you are now. And with motor memory, you'll start to act in a manner that will take you to where you want to be. 7. Move toward your most important recruiting goals every day and relate your daily recruiting objectives to those bigger goals. Success is nothing more than working as hard as you possibly can in such a way that you're taking a proactive stance every day. 8. Learn that the easiest and most efficient way to do something is not necessarily the most effective way to get things done. Just because something is easy or efficient doesn't mean that it's the best way to get it done. Some people are very good at taking shortcuts, and that way they avoid facing difficult issues. The best thing for you to do to face a difficult issue is to define it, get it out of the way, and move on. 9. Attack your fears. If you can define what your fears are, you can work toward eliminating or reducing them. Are your fears facing a difficult, almost impossible lead or applicant, or are your fears not that severe? Whatever they are, face them and attack them, then define them and work toward reducing them. 10. When you make mistakes, turn them into learning experiences. Once you've fixed the situation to the best of your ability, think over the mistakes you've made and figure out how you could have taken a better and more effective action. Then, go and replicate the action. 11. Be persistent. Find new ways to accomplish new tasks if you can't get them done in the usual way. 12. Be assertive. Push for what you want and don't accept rejection or failure. 13. Don't look at problems on the job as catastrophes. Problems are rarely catastrophic. Things that are really severe or critical usually don't happen in the recruiting world. They happen somewhere in your personal life. Don't turn work issues into catastrophes. Move past them. 14. Don't panic. If you overreact to a new challenge, you won't maintain the flexibility to come up with a rational, creative solution to the problem. Stay calm. Don't panic. 15. When facing a difficult task or decision, or when dealing with a difficult lead or applicant, analyze different alternatives and consult with appropriate people within your organization. Talk to other recruiters or your supervisor, then take decisive action on whatever decision you ultimately make. 16. Be prepared to explain your rationale. Be open to others' reactions. Discuss your reactions and help them come to terms with your decision if they don't agree with it. This is also true for leads and applicants. Explain to them why you reached certain recommendations, why you took alternatives. Discuss it with them, but don't get caught up with emotionality. 17. If you make a mistake, admit it, then work to immediately put the fire out. 18. Don't shoot the messenger of bad news. If the problem is the result of something you did, work together to solve it. If it's something that's someone else's problem, help that person understand the problem and give advice if the person asks for it. 19. Stand up for others when they need support. Not only is it the right thing to do, but people you support will be more likely to support you when you need their help. 20. Stand up for what you believe in. If you're asked to do something you believe is unethical, blow the whistle. Suggest alternative ways of achieving similar goals, if appropriate. 21. Don't make excuses for things you haven't done. Just do your best to achieve them as quickly as you possibly can. Now, the good news is that rejection is not a very large problem for as many people as people think it is. But if in fact it is difficult for you, take steps to minimize its impact. Find ways for you to deal with that rejection. Don't internalize or take it personally. Realize that you are a value generator for your leads and applicants, and that if they reject your offers, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the benefits that you and the Air Force Reserve can bring.